Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Mr. Funky Teacher Talk episode. What I want to talk to you about is the curse of shoulding. That's right. This is a curse of shoulding where we just should all the time. We should all over the place. And you might say, what are you talking about, Nicholas? I'm talking about the curse of the should, where we live our lives saying we should do things. We should start a new diet. We should exercise. We should spend more time with our family. We should take this class to learn how to do something. We should try to clean up our house. We should go to church more. We should, whatever it happens to be, we say, I should do certain things, or you should do certain things, or we should do certain things, and we don't. It's easy to say we should do things. It takes a little bit more work to actually follow through with that. You know, it's that curse where, you know, we might have good intentions, but then we don't follow through with it. And where does that really get us in life? Except then feeling down on ourselves, really beating ourselves up, seeing ourselves as failures. And the curse of shoulding is easy to see in our personal lives. If you think about it, things that you say, oh, I should do this. No, I should rearrange this office in my home, or rearrange this bedroom. Okay, you should do it. Then why not do it? Then what's stopping you, right? If we take the mentality that we should on everything, it's we almost create a mindset that We're telling ourselves things that we might want to do, but we don't. If we should all over the place, but don't actually do anything about it, except say I should do it, but then don't actually do it, we're training our minds to just be okay with that. I see it in the education world too. Where it's really easy to say, hey, you know what, I should try this website in my classroom, or I should try this new teaching strategy in my classroom, or I should take this class to learn how to implement this practice in my classroom, or I should try this new behavior plan in my classroom, or I should rearrange my classroom to create a better flow. And you have teachers that'll shit all over the place, and then they don't do any follow through with it. Heck, I've been guilty of it myself at times. And then how does that help students? How does that help us as educators? And if we just have that should, oh, I should do that. You know, yeah, I should do that, but then you don't. It's such a dangerous, I talk about mindset all the time. It's such a dangerous type of mindset to be in, where you're shoulding all over the place. Don't be shoulding all over the place. Actually do. It's just make it happen. You know, if you think there's something cool that you might like to try in your classroom, do it. What's stopping you? You know, it's experiment with things. Try things. It's easy to say I should do something, I see, and I guess as an educator, I love to try different things in my classroom. If there's an approach or a methodology to teaching a certain skill or strategy, I'll try it. I'll play around with it. I don't sit there and say I should do it. I've really tried to push myself to not be stuck in that shoulding mentality. Oh, that is a horrible place to be in. And do you get sucked in the curse of shoulding, where you say you want to do stuff, you should do stuff, but then you don't? It's something I work really hard on, trying to make sure that I don't, and try to be aware of. You know, I might use the curse of shoulding where I'm talking about things I should do with fellow educators that are around me, or to myself. Sometimes even like when I'm at home in my personal life, I'll say it to my wife or my kids, oh, I should do that. Why not? Or, hey, you know, we should go for a bike ride. Okay, let's do it then. Let's make a decision and make it happen. The road to hell is paved on good intentions, right? Is that how the quote goes, where you can have good intentions to do stuff, but you don't ever do it? And I just don't want to live my life with just good intentions or ideas of shoulding, because I don't think that shoulding is not going to get me to live at a high level that I want to be at when it comes to living with excellence. You know, I don't want to just be a mediocre husband. I don't want to just be a mediocre father or brother or son or uncle or cousin. I don't want to be a mediocre friend. I absolutely do not want to be a mediocre teacher. And I think that if I let myself live with shoulding, with good intentions, and say I should do certain things but don't ever do it, I think I'm being complacent with mediocrity, and that just doesn't work for me. So do I say, oh, I should do certain things? Yeah. But then I like to make notes of that. I love to make, I'll make a post-it note of something. Oh, if there's a strategy I want to try in my classroom, oh, I should really try that in my classroom. Or I should really try this strategy for helping students read more fluently. Oh, cool. I'm going to make a note of that. And so then I can, instead of just saying I should do it and then just moving on, I stop and make reminders for myself, because we are so busy as educators. I think you can agree that as educators, it seems like we go a million miles an hour and we get so busy. We get so busy with all of our personal responsibilities and our professional responsibilities. It's really easy to do the shoulding. It's really very easy to fall into the curse of shoulding. And so we need to do little tricks to help remind ourselves of things we want to try or things we want to do. So I love the post-it strategy where I'll write something down or make a note. I have several different apps on my phone that I can make notes on if there are certain things I want to go back and try. I love using, you got to use whatever app program that works for you. I love Evernote, they're not I'm not getting a kickback for advertising them. I've used them for years. And then there's a couple other ones that I use too that are like digital note-taking type of things. And I'll just make notes, or I'll make a list of ideas that I want to come back and try. And then when I have a few extra minutes, I'll go back and say, okay, so what are some things that I wanted to try in my classroom? And I'll go and look at that list of things that I made a list of things I should do. And then I have that list, I can go back through and pick from it, and then I can actually try to implement some of these things and make it happen instead of letting the curse of shoulding win out. I don't wanna live by the curse of shoulding. I wanna live by the success of doing, not by the curse of shoulding. I think the success of doing is so much more. And I think you can be successful by trying things. It doesn't have to be perfect. That sometimes is a thing that has stopped me from stopping doing stuff or not even getting started, is sometimes I think it has to be perfect to start. You don't have to be perfect to start. Think about all of the great athletes out there. Think about all the great football players or basketball players or soccer players. First time they touched a ball, they probably weren't perfect. So many great musicians, they weren't perfect when they started. And I think that I've really been pushing myself to get over the idea that I have to be perfect as an educator. If I implement a strategy or try something in my classroom and it's not perfect, then it's not perfect. It doesn't have to be. But trying something and having it fail and tweaking it and coming back and trying at it again, or dumping it all together and trying something else, that I think that's what good teachers do. I think that is what good teachers do. But if we want to stay crusty, if we want to stay stale and not change and just live in the curse of the shoulding, or I should try that, but then you don't, how are you benefiting students? I don't know how I would benefit my students. I look at what I'm doing this year as an educator compared to last year, and there are so many things that I'm doing differently. I would argue that every single year I go through a transformational period where I try to up my game more and more each year. Where I would, if I tried to be at where I started at compared to now, and if I look at the growth that I've made as an educator, as a teacher, it must be overwhelming thinking about how much I've grown and how much more I do and how I do it. But I'm doing that incremental. I still think that if you look at what I did last year compared to what I do now, oh my goodness, the game, the level of play in this game has increased so much. The level, the quality of what I'm doing this year compared to last year, I think has improved greatly. And the same thing, what I did last year compared to the year before, the game has increased. And I think that's just because I'm trying not to stay stale and dry. I'm trying to change. I'm trying to keep it fresh. I'm trying to improve. I'm trying to grow. I'm not living by the curse of the should. I'm living by the success of the do, of the success of trying and doing and making it happen. And if it doesn't work, then try something else. I'm trying to push myself so my students can push themselves and I can push them, and then they'll push themselves and they'll grow. If I grow, they're more likely to grow as students. I just love looking at what I do this year compared to what I did last year. And there's so much in terms of how I respond to behaviors, in terms of some academic approaches that I take, and in terms of the energy level. Every year I think that I can't bring more energy into my teaching, and then I do. I find more energy to bring in more playfulness, so some more fun, some more silly chants and sayings and goofy things. And it's I just have so much fun with it. I have so much fun being up there. You know, some of the coolest strategies and ideas I come up with on the spot. Instead of saying I should do it, sometimes I'll implement it right there. Or try it right there. And, you know, maybe it falls flat. Maybe it flies high and thrives. You know, or else maybe I'll make a note of it. A digital note or a paper note. But I don't live in the curse of the should. Because if you're shooting all over the place, you're going to make a mess. I'll say that again, because it almost sounds funny. If you're shooting all over the place, you're going to make a mess. And I would rather be associate with educators who don't should. I want to be associated with educators who do, because I think that those educators who do are much more likely to push me to be the best. I had a really great conversation. We had a this afternoon we had a district professional learning community where we were sharing out some SMART goals, and then after that we were. After work was over, I had an opportunity to visit with a friend of mine who also teaches the same grade level. Her name's Cody, and I just have just the utmost respect for her. I just, listening to her talk about teaching and what she does for her students, she is not a shoulder. She's a doer. She makes it happen. She makes things happen. She doesn't live in the curse of the should, where, oh, it'd be nice to do it, or live with good intentions, but then doesn't do anything about it. She does it. She figures it out and makes it happen. And here's the thing too. I think that sometimes educators think that if they can't make it happen right away, then they shouldn't do it. Where they say, I should do it, but then they don't. Sometimes you have to put a plan in place to make it happen. There's things that I've done that have been months in the planning of making happen. I could have left them in the stages of the should. I could have left them in the curse of the should box, and it never happened. Or move it out of that box and move it forward. Push it on. And so that's I guess where I love talking to this woman who's just brilliant educator. I have the utmost respect for her. She's such a neat. She's so committed to her husband and her kids, and she's so committed to being the best teacher she can be. And I just have so much admiration for her, because she's not a shoulder, she's a doer. She makes it happen. And so I look for educators to associate who really live with it, that type of approach. And there's other teachers who, I have several other teachers who I really look up to and admire too, and who I consider myself friends with, really close friends with as well, who are doers. And I guess that's really important to me, because I really have high expectations for myself. I don't want to be a mediocre teacher. It's not about me being a better teacher than other people. It's about me being the best teacher that I can be. And a part of being the best teacher I can be is looking at how I can change and how I can grow and how I can be better for myself personally and professionally and for the people I interact with, whether it be my family, my friends, and the students that I have the honor to work with on a daily basis. And so if I'm going to do that to the best of my ability, I can't be a shoulder. And I can't live in the curse of the should. So I want to encourage you to think about, are you a shoulder or are you a doer? Be real with yourself. I want to challenge you to think about, where are you at? Because if you're a shoulder, if you live more in a should, are there some things that you can do to push yourself into being more of a doer? And I gave you some strategies that you can do to push yourself into that area. It's easy to be a shoulder. Let's be real. It's easy to say, oh, I should do that. Oh, you know what? I should try that behavior plan in my classroom with some students. Oh, I should create this cool interactive board in my classroom to help track student learning and for interactive learning. Oh, I should try this reading strategy or this writing strategy. It's easy to say you should, because then there's no accountability for actually doing. And once again, it's easy to should, it's more challenging to do. But what's going to get you to where you want to be as an educator? If you're checking out this podcast, I'm guessing you want to be a doer, not a shoulder. And so I want to challenge you to not fall in the curse of the should. I think that you'll have a much happier and livelier teaching experience. I think personally and professionally, a person will be happier if they don't live in the curse of the should. Just imagine if I lived in the curse of the should, where, oh, I should spend, you know what, I should tuck my kids in, and then I don't. Or I should read to my kids, or I should, you know, there's so many things that it's easy to say you should, it's harder to say you're going to do. So I want to challenge you to work on improving yourself. I'm still working on improving myself. There's things that I say I want to do, and I'm working on making that happen. You can't take it on all at once either. And that's where I love writing ideas down. If there's things that you think you'd like to do, make note of them on paper or digital, and come back to them and try some things. If you try to take on everything, you know, if you get the shiny object syndrome, where you try to do everything as it comes to you, you can get lost too. So I think there's a curse. I think it can backfire the other way too, if you try to tackle everything as it comes at you and try any little thing and every little thing. That can backfire. So sometimes I think where you can write stuff down and keep track of your ideas, your shoulds, if you will, so you can make those shoulds become do's, you can process things a little bit more and figure out how to make it happen. Because sometimes these ideas, you might have a brilliant idea that you want to make sure you write down and get down on paper or in written form, so then you can start processing and figuring out how to make it happen. Because it's sometimes hard to figure out how to make something happen. There's certain things that it needs time to just kind of sit and kind of simmer a little bit, and kind of where you have to unpack some ideas and figure out how to break them apart and figure out how to implement certain things to make it work. And maybe there's certain people you got to get involved, or certain people you need to get approval from. And so sometimes it does take a process, but at least, you know, if you're working on a plan or working on a process, you're still doing. Sometimes doing takes time. Sometimes doing is a process, and that is okay. That's okay, and we have to be okay with sometimes the coolest things and sometimes the best ideas don't have, they can't be fully implemented overnight. I mean, you might have a big picture plan, but the nitty gritty details could take weeks and months to really put into place. Sometimes years it could take, and that is okay. So, a lot to think about. I ultimately just don't want you to fall into the curse of the should, where you're going through life saying you should, personally you should do certain things, professionally saying you should do things, and then you find yourself in your deathbed at 80, 90, 100 years old, and you look back in your life and have a bunch of regrets. And then on your deathbed, you're saying, well, I should have done those things. Or there's so many things I should have done that I didn't do. I think everybody has regrets in some respects. But if we live our life by following the shoulding curse, then we're feeding in to ultimately the regrets that we're gonna have in life for making our life the best that it can be. And I wanna live life. Life is meant to be lived. Life is meant to be lived, it's meant to be experienced, it's meant to do. I talk to students all the time about changing the world, making the world a better place, helping the world. One of the ways I can make the world a better place is through my teaching and through helping others. But I can't teach and I can't help others if I live my life by shooting all over the place. It happens by doing, and I hope that you'll go out there and you'll do it as much as you can and make it happen because you deserve it, your students deserve it, your families deserve it, so, and the world deserves it. So go out there, change the world, make the world a better place. Don't go out there shooting all over the place. Go out there doing. So with that being said, if you found value in this episode, y'all, if you found value in this episode and you're checking this out on video, I'd love for you to go out there and share it out with other people. And if you're checking this out on audio, please go on over, if you would, and share it on Apple Podcasts. And I want you to go into your day and be a funky teacher. Bye now.